What's good, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the South Boys Podcast. It's your boys. This is Angelo and we got Tristan.
Hey, what's good, everybody?
And you know the drill. Like us on Facebook, the South Boys Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at South Boys Pod and on Instagram, South Boys Podcast. We're also on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel, Navs Ganglani. Or if you're old school, you can also email us your inquiries, questions, shout outs to our email address, southboys.podcast@gmail.com. So Netflix released a new documentary series this week, Dan. It's called Untold. It's about sports stories, and the first episode tackles in depth the Malice at the Palace. So this was the infamous So this was the infamous brawl between the fans of the Detroit Pistons and the players of the Indiana Pacers back in 2004. So my memory of this brawl before watching the documentary, Tan, well, we were 7 years old at that time, 2004. So my recollection, medyo hazy, but I remember that this was shown in the news. And it was being talked about by my older relatives because, of course, I grew up in a basketball family. So I remember nung bata pa ako pinag-uusapan to. Pero yun lang yun. Tapos, I remember also watching it nung nagkamalay na ako. I watched it ulit sa YouTube and naalala ko clearly na I was shocked that it wasn't really about the players. Wala naman talaga nagsuntukan sa players eh. Yeah, diba? Between si Ron Artest and Ben Wallace, inord foul lang, tapos tinulak lang. Wala na eh. Medyo scuffle, tapos wala naman talagang nagsuntukan between the players. And it was really the fan who started it, and we'll talk about it late, about it, the fans, etc. later on. But how about you, Tan? What was your memory of the brawl before you watched this documentary?
Okay, believe it or not, I watched this game live on TV.
Cap.
Bro, sinasabi ko sa'yo. Like, alam ko rin, sinabi rin ng sa utak ko na parang 7 years old. Parang di mo naman maalala yun eh. Pero I watched it the other day and we were talking about it over dinner. Kasama ko yung sister ko and my dad. Hindi ko sinasabing napanood ko yung laro. Ah. So, sinabi ko lang, oh, have you seen Malice in the Palace? Ganun. Then my sister, sabi niya, oh, don't you remember we watched that game live? So,
So, di mo talaga naalala pala?
So, talagang pinanood ko in live sa TV. So, tama yung alala ko eh.
So, okay.
I was so shocked na, okay, tama nga yung memory ko and I remember growing up, bro, believe it or not din, 7th birthday ko, naka-Pacers jersey ako. Idol ko kasi si Jermaine O'Neal growing up.
Kala ko birthday mo yung Malice at the Palace.
Pero idol ko si Jermaine O'Neal. Oh, yeah. Kaya
what?
Meron akong pictures na naka-Pacers training jersey ako nung 7 years old ako. Sakto, wow. Diba? Kung 7 years old tayo.
Oo nga.
So, talagang napanood ko yung game na yun. And weirdly enough, it was the worst brawl in NBA history. And
maybe Gilas has to say about that.
But I'm glad I was there to witness history.
Yeah, so to the documentary, Tan, what was your reaction to it? Did you enjoy it? Was it? Do you give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
Oh, definitely a thumbs up if ever you're a basketball fan and you want to know more about it. Because all we know really is from NBA scuffles is, hindi, magkakaibigan naman yan, magkakasama sa off-season yan eh. But this is from a time where they actually hated each other. And sometimes meron pang friction between teammates. And it was a real fight. The consequences are going to be shown once you watch the movie. I don't know, documentary or is it gonna have another episode? I do not know.
Documentary siya. Pero yung, okay. So the documentary of Netflix, it's called Untold. And mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a 5-part documentary. But itong first episode, one topic. So it's about Malice in the Palace. Okay. Second okay. episode, iba naman ata. Ibang sport or ibang story. So ito na yun. Kala ko rin series eh.
Kasi, kasi yun diba? Nakalagay, di ba? Continuous.
No, nasa TV August shows eh.
Oh. Exactly. So, definitely, it showed me a lot about how superstars actually react on a daily life. It's not just really about the fight. As Ron Artest mentioned, there was a lot of factors coming into the game before the actual fighting. Alam mo yun, Jermaine O'Neal was... I didn't know J.O. was like that in real life, you know?
J.O. tawag sa...
I thought he was a laid-back dude, doesn't say much, but turns out he's a real leader. Yun yung mga masarap lang makita dito sa documentary ito, and I highly recommend it, actually.
Yeah, it was great for me. I give it a thumbs up too if you're a basketball fan or if not, ma-entertain ka rin dun sa mm-hmm. stories sa nangyari. It was an event kahit na infamous siya. My first reaction to it was, wow, it was fun to see highlights of early 2000s basketball. Sobrang throwback ng highlights na Jermaine O'Neal. Ron Artest.
240p.
Parang potato pa yung ginamit na pang-record dun eh, diba? Mostly the Pacers highlights eh. And mm-hmm. it made me miss old school basketball. Tan. I thought the doc for me, generally it was very pro player, diba? It was for the players. And also to note, Jermaine O'Neal or J.O. as they would like to call it in the doc, executive producer siya nitong documentary na to. Kaya, you know, it's really shining a light on their side. And yun nga, kasi it was also mentioned in the doc na after the brawl, yung story that was in the media, they were labeled as thugs. Hmm. Sila yung nag-instigate, sila yung nagsimula. It was the player's problem, diba? But in this documentary, it's like saying what really happened or what's their side. So I enjoyed, I was really interested to know, like, ano ba nangyari after? Kasi diba nung bata ta, like, you just knew that happened. Diba? Oo, suntukan na. Tapos wala na. Pero ang dami pa palang nangyari after that and the effects of that brawl to the players, to the NBA. And afterwards, I just felt really disgusted towards the fans. Dun sa Pistons fans, lalo na yung nagbato ng cup na yun. Sobrang nakakagigil lang. But what were the things you didn't know, Tan, or forgot about the Malice in the Palace?
Okay,
na napunod mo ulit.
I forgot that Reggie Miller was on that team. I genuinely did not know Reggie Miller was on that team, even though I said I watched that game live. I did not know he was on the team. And
injured pala siya, di ko rin alam.
Yeah, di ba? That's crazy.
Kaya pala, understandable naman.
Pangalawa, I forgot that David Stern was that kind of a commissioner. Like, hands down, I am the law. Nothing ever happens. It's not like Adam Silver na, oh yeah, he meets with the players and stuff. But David Stern was, pardon the pun, but he was a stern hand. Diba? Pero, yes, ma, and I do understand yung part nila, Stephen Jackson, na, oh, there was no judge. There was no hearing. It was just David Stern deciding, oh, just penalty na kayo for the entire season. I mean, you know, that's a lot of, it takes a lot of balls to do that, especially kung hindi mo naman mapipigil yung event na yun. For example, if you stop the fan from actually throwing that beer, what could have happened? Anong legendary moments yung meron sa playoffs na Indiana Pacers led team and Reggie Miller last season like play, diba? So I thought it made sense that they kind of resented the late David Stern for that, but at the same time he was trying to preserve the image of the NBA, who was being tarnished and being called thugs for no reason at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ako naman, I forgot that they met at the Eastern Conference Finals the season before that. I forgot the history about those two teams. Tapos, yun, yeah, I didn't know about the aftermath, and daming legal charges, may mga investigations pang nangyari. And then also Reggie Miller's part there, I think he stopped the police
from spraying. I forgot what it was.
Ron Artest, diba? Si Ron Artest, yung hawak niya nun. Also, they kept saying they should have won the title, as you said, Dan. Pero for me, it's like, parang exaggerated.
Exaggerated talaga.
Kasi they've played like 7 games coming into that game. It's not like they were the best team, clearly. Parang hindi naman sila yung number one seed eh. Parang 7 games pa lang, that game
natalo
was November.
Natalo mo lang yung champion ng isang laro. Tingin mo ikaw na the champion. I like the confidence, but 7 games into the season? No.
Yeah, but the Pacers, you know, they clearly saw, man, if we weren't suspended, that was ours. Kahit si Reggie Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Although he felt like that was his best chance then. And I see it naman that they were a good team. Tapos, yun nga, natalo nila yung defending champions without Reggie Miller. So, yeah, they can be good. They can be a good playoff team. Then, this is like a mini trivia tan. Did you know yung fan na nagtapo nung cup na yun, meron ng history of previous criminal convictions, including counterfeiting, carrying a concealed weapon, felony assault, and 3 drunk driving convictions.
Buti boy pa siya.
Oo nga.
Di ba may death penalty dun? Parati nilang ginagamit yun. Diyos ko po. Pero, I wouldn't be surprised, but I did not know that fact.
The fan really had a history of being not a decent human being. So, you know, in relation to that fan who threw the cup, Dan, so the documentary was pro players, and I for me, this is an obvious, like, there's an obvious answer to this question, pero wala na akong maisip how can we segue to this segment. Pero who do you think started it? Whose fault was it, this whole Malice in the Palace?
Definitely the fan who threw the cup. I mean, diba? Siya lang yung may felony charge, pero at the same time, yung antics ni Ron Artest plus yung overall feel and the drunkness level.
Medyo nakapilang din si Ron Artest. Diba?
It's not both parties eh. Feeling ko talaga hindi. People always say, players have to hold themselves to a higher regard or a higher regard than fans. Pero at the same time, the fans have to be decent fans. Win or lose, you don't throw anything at the players. You don't throw anything at the court. You just take it like a fucking man. Diba? I mean, live with it. It's a fucking game, bro. Hindi mo naman kailangan ma-charge ng battery in assault or disrupting peace. I don't know what it's called, or destruction of property. You don't need that, bro. I mean, it's a fucking game at the end of the day. So definitely 100%, you know, 1,000% the fans' fault. Because, isa pa Angelo, sorry. Think about it. NBA players don't really want to fight. That's what Stephen Jackson said.
Sinabi yun eh. Oh.
People are gonna get in front of you. So, at the end of the day, magtutulokan lang yung mga yan. And the fan escalated.
That's it. Yeah, it was absolutely and positively the fans, especially the one who threw the cup. Tan, siya yung nagsimula ng lahat. But before I go on a rant about the fans, let me just say also for the record that yes, Ron Artest and all those players, yung reactions nila, mali yun. As a player, as you said, you know, you have to hold yourself on a higher regard and really control yourself kahit ganun ka na. But yeah, that was wrong, and But nothing would have happened if that fan didn't throw that damn cup. The fans were out of control. Somebody even went on the court to challenge Ron Artest, like, bro, what the fuck? Yung sabi ni Ron Artest, diba? Like, I think parang nakakita daw siya ng alien. And nakabigla din naman talaga. I mean, as a fan, why were you running on the court to challenge an NBA player to a street fight, diba?
These guys are 6 feet above every single one of them. And someone as big as Ron Artest, someone as big as Jermaine O'Neal. Bro.
You want to pick a fight with those guys?
Make better decisions in life.
Yeah, then there was this depressing image when the Pacers were leaving the court. Tapos yung fans, they converged on the exits and started throwing anything they can. Like, they were pouring drinks, popcorn. The bottles, popcorn, mga pagkain.
Somebody threw a chair, right?
Yeah, it was really unacceptable behavior. I mean, fuck those fans, bro. Even in the interview, Stan. Diba in interview pa sila?
Oh, bro. Nag-init dugo, bro.
No remorse. They showed no remorse. Zero. They felt like what they did was right. Like, they had the right to do that. Nakagigil din, Tan. Nag-init din dugo ko dun. That's why I'm going on this rant. When you buy a ticket to watch a game, it doesn't mean you can do anything on the court as a fan. Those players are not like gladiators nung panahon nila. Russell Crowe. We're not in the fucking Roman Coliseum. As fans, as human beings, we have to do better. Like, I ask myself, why do bad things happen to people? May mga natural calamities, ganun. And I see stuff like this, Tan. Masabi ko biglan, ay, parang karma talaga. Because we can be such terrible people towards each other. And just to close this off, you know what's the most depressing part? We still have incidents like this. Just last season, diba,
nice segue, bro.
A fan spat on Trae Young. Trae Young ba yun? Oh, yeah, tapos meron ding fan poured popcorn on Westbrook. A fan threw a water bottle on Kyrie, but he missed. Thank God he missed. What are we doing, people? Have we not learned anything?
Okay. Angelo,
like, human beings anymore? I'm done.
Exactly.
I'm done.
Exactly. Just to piggyback on the Kyrie incident, I think that's really, really dumb. Okay, it's a freaking leprechaun, bro. It's a logo. So you're telling me if there's a leprechaun on the floor and I accidentally step on it, I'm disrespecting the Boston Celtics instantly? No, it's a logo, goddammit. Shit, you don't need to get mad over a logo. Whatever happens, that's business. But if you think you really disrespected the logo, and if you are offended by stepping on a logo, I'm willing to say that you are a snowflake. So, and you should not be playing basketball or be watching basketball, because Jesus Christ, you are offended easily.
Yeah. So, Tan, what would you have done? Let's say you were there as a fan in the Palace of Auburn Hills.
As a fan.
Kasi fans lang naman tayo, di naman tayo basketball players eh. So kung nandun ka, tapos bigla na lang may fan na nagbato ng water bottle ba yun, or cup. What would
you
have done?
Not gonna lie to you, dude. Not gonna lie to you. I think if I was there, I would have left early because I hate blowout games. But if I was there, first thing I'd do, I'd get out of the stadium for sure. I don't want to get into that stuff. I know I am a little bit hot-tempered, but that doesn't concern me. I don't care about that. Get away from me. I don't need that shit in my life. So I'm pretty sure if I was there, I would have left early because it was a blowout game with like 2 minutes left. I would have, as Marcus Camby would have done it. I'm out. Ikaw, Angelo.
Paano pala pag, una, pag kunyari like katabi ko, or nakita ako yung nagbato nun, immediately, I'll point to that person. Tatayo ako, boss,
pero buwitin na mo, mali nga yung sinuntok ni Ron Artest eh. So kung ikaw yung katabi ng bumato, there's a high chance na ikaw yung nasuntok.
Tuturo ko nga, siya yun. Diba? Para tapos na. So that they can, you know, arrest that guy or just ban that guy, throw that guy out of the stadium. Pero, yeah, ako rin, if I were a fan watching that game and this brawl, biglang nagka-brawl, headed for the exits. Alam mo yung si Isaiah Thomas nung sa Bulls. We're gonna walk out now. Ganun pan. No, okay. I'm not about that life. I'm not about challenging Ron Artest or Jermaine O'Neal to a street fight. I mean, pag nakita ko pa lang silang umaakit sa stands, matatakot na ako nun. I would be scared for my life. Tatakbo na lang. I would be out of that stadium.
Lalabanan mo sa floor? Hell no, bro. I'm out. Ang lakas ang loob mo pumunta. No. I want to live till my 80s, bro. I don't want to be breathing through a tube at 30.
Exactly. So, Tan, lastly, in this topic, have you ever been in a basketball fight or have you ever been involved as a player or as a fan? Nakipag-away ka na ba?
I think it's inevitable, right? I mean, for me, at least, I think it's inevitable. So definitely I've been in one, but...
What happened there?
No, I'm not going to tell you. This is a public place, bro. But
basketball fight lang naman eh.
Yeah, it's a little bit of bows thrown, nagkakaawatan, nag-abangan sa labas, yung mga ganun lang. Diba? But I'm against Chiang Kai-shek when I was in high school. So
high school pa.
Yeah. I remember the day clearly. We beat them. Brian Alvarez, you know him? He hit a game winner off an assist. I know that game. Of my assist.
You won.
Yeah, of course. That's why they were mad. And parang fourth quarter yung point guard nila si Nico ko sa may neck area kasi hindi tinatawagan ng foul.
Nico mo?
Oo, bro. Off a curl. Yung play kasi namin, there's a down screen sa baseline and I'm supposed to curl off it and go to the corner. But since they weren't calling the hold on me, pag curl ko dun sa screen ko, inantay ko talaga. And boom. Ayan, kaya yun, nag-abangan kami sa labas. I do not remember the guy's name. Well, I'm glad that my friends were with me. Yung mga kasama ko ngayon, sila yung tumulong sa akin doon. So,
ikaw. But after nun, nung siniko mo, wala na nangyari?
Marami. I mean, tinry pa nila akong awatin, tulakan pa kami, pero at the end of the day, technical lang yung binigay sa amin dalawa and we won. So, that's the important thing. Panalo kami.
So, okay. Tsaka okay pa yung knees mo nun. Kaya mo.
Oo, bro. Okay pa yun. Like, pa prime na. Tristan yun, bro.
IT ka pa.
Gago, hindi. D-Wade, bro.
Ah, D-Wade. Me, believe it or not, me personally, hindi ako na-involved. Pero syempre, maraming games na may away. Pero ako yung ano eh, ako yung nakikipag, ako yung taga-awat eh, sa mga fight. Parang, bro, wag na. Ako yung taga-ganun lang eh. Pero personally, hindi talaga, you know me, hindi talaga ako mapala-away. And kahit sikuhin ako, hindi ako gumagante. Ewan ko, ganun lang talaga. I'm just like that as a person.
That's so, why hindi ko alam kung ba tayo magkaibigan.
Hindi, ako nga taga-awat eh. Kaya tayo magkaibigan. So yun, I've never been involved but definitely a witness to many basketball fights. Witness to basketball fights. Madami na akong mga naawat na parang bouncer in a basketball court. And also, as a fan naman, Tan, have you been like in a game where the fans were fighting, nagsusuntukan? May mga fans na nagsusuntukan?
Wala pa naman.
I've been to one. It was a San Beda versus Letran game, and I'll never forget this. Kasi parang bata pa ako noon, the same age, mga grade school. Mm-hmm. And I can literally see kasi yung mga nag-away na sa grandstand, yung sa
pinataas,
nosebleeds. So sa pinataas, it was a San Beda fan and a Letran fan kasi 'di ba sa Araneta puno, so yung ang daming fans, it was full. Tapos yung one side Bedan fans, yung isang side Letran fans, tapos merong magko-converge na fans dun sa ano, 'di ba, sa gilid.
Yung edge, syempre.
Oh, yung edge na nung Letran and San Beda. So yun, fourth quarter na, medyo mainit yung laban. Tapos yung, yun, yung mga fans dun sa edge ng San Beda versus Letran. Yun, as in may rumble dun, Tan. pero buti na lang malayo kami dun. Bata pa ako, hindi ko alam anong gagawin ko nun eh. And I can literally see the fans, like, they were brawling. Nagahabulan. Kasi 'di ba Araneta pa ikot. So may mga fans na tumatakbo na. Nagahabulan sila sa ikot din sa Araneta. And I was glad that buta na lang naawat, and it was under control by security guards, yung mga naka-yellow doon sa Araneta.
Buta na lang. Na security doon, 'di ba?
buta na lang na control nila yon. So yun, as a fan, I've witnessed one, and I hope I would never witness something like that again. And I hope we'll never be in a Malice at something arena. So yeah, any additional thoughts on Malice at the Palace, Dan? The documentary.
nothing, man. I'm just surprised na leader pala ng Indiana Pacers noon was Jermaine O'Neal. I was really surprised. I thought he was such a laid-back guy and he didn't really say much.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's it. What about you, dude?
Yeah, so we recommend this documentary, basketball fan or not. Go ahead and watch it. It's on Netflix. It's a great watch. It's just 1 hour. It's entertaining if you want to see Ron Artest again, Steven Jackson, all those guys. And ladies and gents, thank you for listening, and we out.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets the people going.